BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one. Some reaction to our Instagram live karaoke with Lewis Capaldi last week. Apparently not as good as we initially thought. Another unusual person tells us what they do and we ask them anything. We get people on who are stressed because dissertations and play the news beat game. And it's the best day of the year for all weather forecasters.
Scott Mills.
Today is like the best day for any weather forecaster. They all absolutely love it. I've seen them everywhere today. Carol Kirkwood on the BBC. Tobin, Laura Tobin on ITV. Schaffernacker back here on the BBC. Thomas Schaffernacker. You can see their eyes lighting up because there might be some snow. Listen to Schaff in his absolute element at the end of Newsbeat.
Tuesday daytime, we'll start to see some snow coming through as well. So the next few days this week is going to be really interesting. Winter is here.
Listen how much they love it.
Imagine that was the trailer for Game of Thrones with the Schaffernacker voice. Winter is here.
They literally wait all year for this one day where they can tell us that snow and ice is on the way.
That should have sounded more profound, I think, Scott.
Yeah. But it does remind me of the clip of Schaffernacker with Chris Smith. Was this a year or 2 years ago? Everything has to be weather related.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
It is very cold. Okay, we'll be as quick as possible.
Scott Mills.
You're so sporty at the moment, aren't you?
In what sense?
You're just doing all the sport things.
It's because it's FA Cup time. So obviously I'm doing stuff with BBC Sport for that. I have been busy in another world. Why?
No, it just pops up on your Twitter and Instagram, and I'm like, I don't understand it, but he's being very sporty.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, but it's not something you can really get jealous over, because it's just not like your... It's not your thing.
No, but I'm just quite proud of you for, like, branching out and doing sporty things. Because you really like the sport, you know?
But this has happened before, hasn't it?
In what way?
Well, you've been with people before who've sort of branched into that world.
Oh, you're doing that, are you?
No, I'm not saying it's going that far.
Yeah, he went to the toilet and never came back.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, he's on Match of the Day too.
Fascinating world, though, because you know what? Everyone I meet sort of in BBC Sport, Five Live and all that area, they often ask me about you.
What?
And it's odd, isn't it? Because you're just not... As much as you have a lack of understanding about sport, they have a lack of understanding about you as well.
Oh, that's like, good to know. Good to know it's both ways.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Hey, listen, I really need your help. Please, listeners, help a presenter out on a Monday. Please. Please. Do you know what I'm going to ask?
This is where do you think they were, right?
Yeah, you knew. Yeah. So I need some people to take one for the team and volunteer for this week's Where Do You Think They Were? It's hearing the story of where you were conceived on Radio 1, and it's one of your parents that tells you all the details. Last time, we had Sam on, and his dad telling us about how Sam was made in the View Cinema in Dagenham. And here were the exact details.
Row C.
I love the details.
34 and 35.
There we are.
And occasionally 36.
And occasionally 36.
Oh, God. Awful. Okay, but it is good radio, right? Come on. What can I do? What can I offer? A follow back on social media? Anything. I'll do anything. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. I'll need your number and your parents. Email me.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
It feels like ages ago now, but on Thursday night, we hired a karaoke room and got top 20 artist Lewis Capaldi to come along as well. Someone with an outstanding voice. And then there was me and Chris. I played some clips on Friday's chart show, and it dawned on me then that you kind of had to be there in the moment. Listening back, not as good. Although people did say watching it at the time, they couldn't switch it off. Ashley, you saw it all play out on Instagram Live, didn't you?
Absolutely loved it. I just thought it was hilarious. I think my favourite part was when Chris was Barbie girl. But he was Barbie and Ken, but kind of at the same time.
No, you see, I don't think that's right. I think I was being Ken or Barbie and Lewis was being the other one.
I can remind you.
Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
What a mess.
Well, sometimes I felt the need to just sort of hold the fort a bit where Scott had wandered off or Lewis needed to be on voice rest for a song.
Shell, did you have a highlight?
It was Everybody Wants to Steal My Girl.
Oh, One Direction. Why was that your fave?
Because you all were giving it total Yaldi.
What?
All of the Yaldi? What does that mean?
Yaldi. It means you were giving it your all.
Everything. I've never heard that phrase.
Scottish one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like it. I'm going to use that more often.
When One Direction are on a night out, Scott suddenly thinks he's in One Direction. It's actually a thing.
Here's the clip of Steal My Girl. Lewis is holding us up here, but we are joining in. He can just hit those notes in the way that we can't. Did you enjoy it, though?
I loved it. I wished I was there.
Yeah, well, you kind of were. That was the whole point of it, was that you could watch and sort of comment along. We were trying to do as many shout-outs and read all the comments and everything and take requests. I think if we do it again and we were to do it with another artist, who would you like?
Maybe Rita Ora.
Yes. That would be a good one. And we can get some listeners maybe as well to come along.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in for that.
Kelly, any favourites from the night?
Oh, definitely Bohemian Rhapsody. At the end, it was like one of the end songs and everyone was just on it, man.
Oh, we did do Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Was it, though?
That was the finishing song, yeah, wasn't it?
Well, everyone, at the end, we were just in the group chat. We definitely want to go on the set after listening to that.
It was good for a Thursday night. You couldn't switch it off, could you?
No, it's so good.
It's one of those things where it's like, enjoy it on Instagram Live at the time. Don't ever watch or listen to it back after.
No, definitely not.
Guys, I've just had a flashback. Scott Mills, Islands in the Stream.
Oh, don't.
Just remembered.
Oh, no.
Who wants to hear it?
Oh. Right, this is what... Right, I don't ever want to hear this again. Yeah, great, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Jan Slam today. You can get two tickets to either Reading or Leeds Festival... And if you win, you're going to meet Foo Fighters backstage. It reminds me of that time when my ex-flatmate came to Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland and was at the bar with Dave Grohl. And then him and Dave hit it off so well, they went to sit down in the guest area at Big Weekend. My flatmate, fully not realising or knowing who Dave Grohl was, and had a completely normal conversation with him for about 45 minutes.
It's amazing, that.
And he only asked what he did at the end of the conversation.
And I bet he didn't say he was in the Foo Fighters. I bet it was like, oh,
yeah,
I'm just in a band.
Yeah.
He's so cool, but obviously everyone says that. Has anyone ever seen a video of him on a bad day?
No,
I don't think it happens.
It doesn't happen. If you've had a nightmare with Dave Grohl, text 81199. We're not going to get any. He's like one of the nicest man in rock. And they are so good live. They played our Big Weekend so many times. So they're going to be at Reading and Leeds. Take your pick and meet Dave and the rest of them. Who are they?
Yeah.
You know the others?
Yeah.
The other members of Foo Fighters.
Well, you name them then.
Well, you've got Dave.
Wi-Fi is slow here, isn't it?
You've got Dave. You've got...
Go on.
Nate. Pat. Someone patted their head, so I knew. And the others. Anyway, meet all of them. World champion, that's Coldplay. Don't confuse me. Listen to Greg James at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for your chance to win this incredible prize.
Scott Mills. One. BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow on Jan Slam, you get to go to Reading and Leeds and meet the Foo Fighters. And we were asking, does Dave Grohl ever have a bad day? He's always happy. Jay, have you witnessed Dave having a bad one?
I have witnessed Dave having a bad day, yes. It's very rare, but he does have a bad day.
When was this?
I saw it on YouTube. It was a gig that was playing. I think at the time, they was playing Hero.
Right.
And he was looking in the crowd and he spotted this guy and he knew that something wasn't quite right and this guy was fighting. So in mid-song, he just told the band to stop playing and he got on his mic and just told him to get out. He said, you don't come to my show and fight, you come to my show and dance.
Well, I think that's...
He probably didn't say as subtle as that.
Right, no, but that's a good day, right? Don't want to fight it again. Get out.
Absolutely. Dave Grohl at his best, that is.
What a hero.
I've seen this video. It's just him sticking up for someone, really. If anything, he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's him on a bad day. It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad at all.
Scott Mills.
Ariana Grande, is she going to be staying at number one this week?
Probably, yeah.
No, that's not the idea. Like, I need to, like,
build the excitement. Sorry, I thought you were genuinely asking a question. You probably will be, don't you?
Yeah, all right, cool. The official chart, Friday from 4. That was Seven Rings. Radio 1. Out of the Ordinary people are the ones we like to focus on every Monday on Ask Me Anything. If you do something that's a bit, like, not normal, maybe it's your job, maybe it's something you do every day.
It's the kind of person who says that fact about them to someone and that someone goes, oh really?
Every Monday, Ask Me Anything, these slightly unusual people where you think, I need to know more about this. Let's speak to today's person. Remember, we don't know who they are. Hello, who are you, please?
Hi there, Scott. My name's Ian Beardwell and I'm Milkman of the Year.
Wow, Milkman of the Year. So not just any old Milkman, Milkman of the Year.
I've got to be honest, cool. I didn't realise that Milkman was still a thing.
Oh, well, that's probably because you don't creep around in the middle of the night like I do. I'm one of the invisible nighttime community.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, Scott. Are you saying that you'd think by now it would be drones and stuff like that? Do you actually worry about drones, Ian, taking your job?
No, I let the air traffic police worry about the drones at the moment. So,
Ian, why are you Milkman of the Year? Why are you the chosen one this year?
Well, unfortunately enough, I managed to interrupt a burglary when I was making a delivery to one of my customers.
So you interrupted a burglary. What else?
I've also found some lost dogs and laptops and car keys and...
I'm going like South West London superhero,
yes,
right here.
Super Milkman.
Now, I know it's a bit of a cliche, this, Ian, but I'm going to ask you the question. Have any of your customers ever invited you in and you've had it off?
That's what I wanted to ask as well. Yeah, and what are the signs?
No, absolutely not. No. I'm just here to deliver the milk. No.
Nothing else.
Nothing else at all. No.
Uh-huh. Your extra 20%.
No. Those days are long behind us now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like my mum and dad used to be like, oh, it's the milkman's.
Well, your mum used to say that.
Yeah,
well,
sometimes.
I am actually the milkman's son because my dad was a milkman for 30 years as well, so...
I'm going to have to stop you there for a second, Ian, because I think we've just had a sort of showbiz exclusive there. Are you claiming that Pete Mills isn't your dad and is in fact the milkman?
No, it was just a joke. Obviously, Pete Mills is my dad.
Obviously? Or do you want us to look into that further?
No. It was always
DNA
like a joke. Oh, yeah, he's the milkman.
Oh, yeah. All parents do that
they
joke.
They do. It's a classic parent joke, isn't it?
What are the questions we got here? Ian, have you ever actually milked anything yourself?
I did milk some goats when I was a small boy. Yeah.
I got one more. How fast are you driving that float, please?
Well, I've got a brand new street scooter and it has a top speed of 53 miles an hour.
That's fast, though. The milk's going to jiggle all over the place.
So I am now the fastest milkman in the West.
Get in, Ian.
Well, I think I'm out of questions for Ian, Milkman of the Year. Anybody?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I want to ask. Actually, no, I think I've got it all out of my system, actually.
I think we're done, Ian, but really nice to speak to you. Milkman of the Year 2018 on Ask Me Anything. Unusual people from different walks of life. That's what we're after. Maybe you fell in love with a potato. Get in touch. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm after, really, those people that appear on the front page of those, you know, the magazines you see.
Yeah.
With the unbelievable headlines. Those are the types that we want for this, okay?
Relations with ghosts.
All of that. All of that, please.
Scott Mills.
I tell you what, I think we've had some outstanding people on the show recently with some great stories. Like, I've just seen it pop up in my timeline. We did about going to school with famous people, and we had someone's mum on who went to school with Barack Obama last week. Casual. And we found out that he was called Barry Obama at school. Any stories you've got, anytime, email the show. You make this show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Now, this week, what was that noise?
Might have been the chair, sorry.
Was it, though? Was it your bottom?
No, why would it be?
This week, on Bangers, inspired by that show, which is huge on the streaming thing that runs with Wetflix, it's a show about tidying up with a Japanese lady called Marie Kondo. She basically goes in your drawers and stands things up and rolls things, and it sparks joy in a lot of people's lives. It changes people's lives, this show. It's just a show about tidying up.
Yeah.
I've become a bit obsessed with it. So in order to try and win this week, I'm going to ask, as Marie would, does my banger spark joy?
Choose item that spark joy for you.
Spark joy.
Do they spark joy for you? If they do, then choose me.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Kyle.
How's it going? All right?
Yeah, good. You need to see this tidying up show, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've heard of it just from listening this week.
Yeah, I also have tried to... January's going well. I have actually tried to roll all my underwear up in the drawer, and it's going really well at the moment, thanks for asking, Kyle. But I don't know how I'm going to keep that up. Do you know what I mean?
You know, I went for a rolling technique when I was packing boxes this weekend because I'm moving house. So
right, so even you've been condoed?
No, without watching it, it's had an effect on me.
Yeah, you see?
Apparently, charity shops are banging at the moment.
I've heard about this.
Because everyone's chucking stuff out. It's like, can't deal with the amount of stuff that's coming.
It's all thanks to this lady, you know, and it's a phenomenon. And I tell you what, that going to a charity shop at the moment, there'll be some great stuff in there. All thanks to that show. Right, so are you moving at the moment, are you?
I am, yeah, I'm moving home.
Back home?
Back home.
How's your mum feeling about that?
Well, I mean, she's more than happy to sort of tell me to my face that she's not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because normally they say they're looking forward to it at the start and then it all breaks down after a bit, you know, because it's going to be great having my boy back.
No, but they're like, oh, I can't wait to use your room for something else. And then when you're actually gone, they're like, sob.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, she's not keen.
She's like, not happening.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Kyle, listen to my banger choice today and ask yourself this question. Does it spark joy? This is If You Wanna... Vaccines.
Okay.
Back to me, yes, tune. Didn't help that I sang. You'd think I'd learned that after karaoke last week, that I should never do that ever again.
Okay, Kyle, you can have...
Yeah.
You can have that banger choice, or I hope my one sparks joy inside you. Is that the phrase,
no,
Scott?
No, just does it spark joy?
Oh, just does this spark joy?
Oh.
It's Kanye West, All Falls Down. Condo West.
Okay, what are you going to go for? Kyle.
He's got to be Kanye.
I knew it.
This the real one, baby. I'm telling you, Chi-Town fan.
Gone off topic.
No, not at all. Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, yeah, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks. With Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds. We gon' set this party off right. West side. We gon' set this party off
right. Shot town. We gon' show them how we. Here at the back of the studio at Radio 1, where we do this show, same studio as Greg James, there is a golden envelope, which I haven't opened yet, but apparently in there is a banger that is sure to win. And it's getting to the point now where I'm thinking of opening that envelope.
Yeah, you can always reach for the golden envelope if you want.
It's a bit like pressing the buzzer on Britain's Got Talent, you know? I think it could get to that point this week because I am crashing and burning right now.
Mm.
Also, Kanye West should be banned from bangers.
Disagree.
Because you're
going
to win.
Listen, it was a good choice. I would think that was beatable today, to be honest.
I want a vaccine.
Scott Mills.
On Friday at 4 o'clock. She's been number one. Now it's Ariana Grande.
Nah,
it's
unlikely.
She could go back to the... Can you stop? Second time today you've done that. Yeah, it's unlikely, but I'm building the tension for the official
chart.
No,
but don't lie to the audience. It's unlikely.
That was Sweet Psycho on Radio 1. So something mad happened on Friday, which is why... Well, one of the many reasons why I love working at Radio 1. Because sometimes you're like... That happened. So I was doing the chart on Friday and I was saying what was coming up later on. So it was Annie Mac at 7, then Pete Tong. And then it just said on my piece of paper, Jack Back sits in for Danny Howard. So I'm like saying to my team, I'm like, who's that then? And they were like, right, you can't say anything. Can't say anything, but it's actually David Guetta. And he's coming into the studio tonight live to do his show. But we're not allowed to say that it's David Guetta. You've got to say Jack Back. Right, listen to this. This happened on Friday on Radio 1.
This is a brand new one from my friends Solardo, and I love it. It's called Tango Wango. Text us for a shout out if you want. We're live 81199.
actual David Guetta there. But we all had to say he was Jack Back. So I was like, coming up later, it's Jack Back. I knew full well that it was David Guetta.
But did you not try and give little hints? You didn't do it in a French accent or something?
No, I didn't.
Because, tricky if you can't say who it actually is.
But didn't he tell us when he came in just before Christmas that he does record under Jack Back as a name? So I should have remembered that, really, and kind of said it on air maybe on Friday, but wasn't allowed.
This is a brand new one from my friends Solardo, and I love it. It's called Tango Wango.
Scott Mills.
I'm excited because after the show today, we're having a practice, an actual run-through of the all-new Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, it's on, isn't it? It's nearly back, Scott.
Right. I know a lot of you be thinking, why do you need to practice it? Because you've kind of done it quite a lot before. Oh, you don't understand, you see. It's going to look and sound like 100% better. So we're going to have a little run through, just you and me, and some water after four, all right?
Nice.
Scott Mills.
To let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Hello, Connor, who says, Lewis Capaldi, fully responsible for me crying on the way to work, so thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's a sad song, but think about it from his point of view. Number 13 in the chart.
Here comes
the
money.
Here
we go.
Come on, money. Think about it. Sweet, sweet cash is coming his way.
Yeah, he can wipe his tears with cash.
Nothing to do with us, of course. It's you lot streaming and downloading the song. OMG, Gemma Collins going down on the ice. It looks so painful.
So I saw a little clip of this, yeah.
Yeah, that isn't a setup, surely. That's got to hurt. She has just likened herself to Tyson Fury, though, if you'd like to see that on Instagram. Another injury news over the weekend. Elizabeth, who's working on the show today, fell over in gay club heaven at the weekend and has injured her coccyx, which is potentially the most Scott Mills show injury ever. Radio 1. I want to shine a light on today's show on people who are doing their dissertations right now because it's really on.
I remember it well. And you have to move your whole life to the library. I would shave in the library.
You would.
I'd do everything. I'd sort of wash myself in the library. You'd get there really early because you need a seat. You'd be there all day. Obviously, you kind of did things to pass the time because you didn't want to work solidly. Or you did, but you just couldn't. You know, like trips to the toilet and things like that just for fun.
Yeah. I mean, that becomes an event, doesn't it?
Oh, it really did.
So, well, I'm gonna
Southampton Uni Library, trust me, it was an event.
Mm-hmm. You save it up, don't you, in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you do.
No, what you do is you sort of go, do you know what, I'm going to go and do that in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look forward to that.
Like a little treat.
Do a bit of work.
I forgot you used to shave in the library. That's so horrible.
Yeah. Electric razor as well. There's a picture someone sent me fairly recently, actually, of electric razor in the library. So the full noise and everything.
Great.
It's kind of weird.
Kate, what's your dissertation on?
My dissertation is on what are the virtues of a journalist.
How are you getting on with that?
Kind of okay.
You know, with dissertations, you've got to give them a really wordy title, haven't you? In a way, you shouldn't really understand what it's about from the title.
Yeah.
Could I help by adding a quote, actually? Because I'm a doctor. Do you know that?
Really?
I'm a doctor of arts. It got awarded to me by
Solent
University in Southampton, yeah. So you could put, like... sometimes I do it when I'm ordering off of Amazon in the drop-down. Put Dr. Scott Robert Mills.
You're a fake doctor.
I'm a doctor of arts. Real. That's real. Look it up. So this could actually provide, like, maybe it could be useful, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to put me in then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to say.
Okay.
Journalism... Are you writing this down?
I am writing this down.
Okay. Journalism is great because you meet a lot of interesting people...
Okay.
And you feel a strong sense of achievement.
Okay.
Just pop that in there. I think that'll do you well.
Okay. Thank you. All
right.
Don't mention it. Thank you.
It doesn't sound that informed, that, does it? It sounded like a 5-year-old.
I'm going to have to try and work it in there to the virtues.
Well, get it in there somewhere. You can reword it. I don't mind that. But just as long as you've got like the general point that I'm trying to make, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it my best shot.
It's a great idea, this, trying to get into the references, because you have to write a dissertation. At the end of it, you have about 15 pages of references. It's so long. But the amazing thing is, in those references, you can sneak in any names if you want to.
Yeah, put me in.
I could try a footnote.
Yeah. Nice. Let me know how that goes, all right?
I will.
Kira, which uni are you at?
Teesside Uni.
Okay.
I'm in Middlesbrough.
All right, and what's your dissertation on?
Basically, I'm testing new compounds on human breast cancer cells.
Can't wait to hear your quote for this one, Scott.
I'm out. I'm not going to be helpful here.
Are you not? Right.
No.
I can try and offer up a quote for you. I don't know.
I mean, I can always reference you in my bibliography.
Oh, I love a bibliography. What can you say?
Thanks to all... a really great advice.
Well, what we can do is motivate you with your dissertation, then you can just give us a thank you. That'd be cool. It's mainly about getting a shout out, to be honest.
Because we have helped, like, just by speaking to us now, that's helped, right?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And keep going. You're doing a great job.
Great.
Scott Mills.
This is giving Lauren in Portsmouth flashbacks of dissertation life. She's like, do I really want to go back and do a master's?
I'd love you to do a dissertation, by the way.
Not for me.
Imagine that.
What do you mean?
Just imagine what you come back with.
Someone's doing an archaeology dissertation. Not for me. They are avoiding the uni library completely. Started using the local one instead because it's a bit less dry. As libraries can be. Radio 1. Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you feeling the pressure of dissertation right now?
Yeah, just sort of starting to. It's getting to that season.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in the British Museum.
In the British Museum?
Yeah.
Why?
I volunteer there on Mondays.
Oh, that's wicked. That's cool. Yeah.
I mean, don't get too excited. I volunteer in the coins department, so...
Are you doing work on your dissertation today, or are you just volunteering?
I'm just volunteering. I'll be doing my dissertation tomorrow.
What do you study?
Ancient worlds.
Ancient worlds. Once again, I'm going to be of no use here, but you know what we could do? Because you're in the actual British Museum, do you remember we had that guy on, Chris, a few months ago, who has an Instagram account just devoted to him and his workmates, videos of him and his workmates shouting news beat in various places.
Yeah, it's the best. We did the same, didn't we? We saw these videos, then wanted to copy him.
Like, one of them will pop up maybe from behind a desk and just go, news beat! It's really stupid. So where are you in the museum right now?
I'm in, like, the bit next to the main foyer, like, just a public area.
Okay, there's a lot of people there?
Yeah.
Okay, would you be able to sneak into the foyer for me?
Yeah.
Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a massive news beat as loud as you can.
Okay, I'm ready, I'm there.
Are you? Okay, right, really loud for me, okay? I'll count you in, okay. After three. One, two, three.
News beat.
Not loud enough, I'm afraid.
We can tell. Yeah. You know, that might have sounded like loud talking to you, but you've really got to give it some. Yeah. Like, just shout.
This is 1 second of your life, all right? Let's try that again. I can tell that you've got museum fear now.
Yeah, you need to shake those ancient bones. Mm. You know?
Okay. Let me give you an example, shall I? Would that help?
Yeah.
News beat.
That's quite loud.
Yeah, it is loud, but like, just face the fear. Do it. Okay? Ready?
Okay.
One. Two, three.
News beat.
It was good.
Anyone looking?
Yeah, everyone is looking.
Okay, right. Yeah, now run. Run.
Scott Mills
with, oh yes, I'm looking forward to playing this, Magnetic Eyes. Matrix and Future Bound always reminds me of doing football commentary with you.
Yeah, that's right. It was Ozil, wasn't it? Whenever we saw Ozil on screen, we played Magnetic Eyes.
At the Euros in Paris.
At the Euros in Paris,
we did our alternative red button commentary. Ozil was Magnetic Eyes.
That was so fun, by the way.
It was so good. Also, Jax Jones coming up. Hello, who's this?
It's Newsbeat Dave.
Newsbeat Dave.
Yes, Newsbeat Dave.
Dave, we're continuing your work. Did you hear it earlier? Someone shouted, Newsbeat, in a museum.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was hilarious.
So for people that don't know, this guy has a whole Instagram account based on saying Newsbeat like they do on the actual Newsbeat on Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Or sometimes...
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat. So,
Newsbeat.
Are you still doing it?
I'm doing it when I can.
If people haven't seen this Instagram or heard it on Radio 1 before, like, give me some examples of where you play the Newsbeat game with your colleagues and friends.
So we've had people in cupboards, we've had people under floorboards, we've had a wheelbarrow episode.
Yeah, I saw the wheelbarrow one. Someone just pops out from the wheelbarrow and goes, Newsbeat!
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
I think we should take it to more famous locations now, because we've already done the British Museum today.
Yeah, I'm feeling this is a good idea, I think.
It could be like extreme newsbeat.
Yeah, newsbeat!
On top of a mountain.
Extreme newsbeating.
It's like extreme ironing that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in a famous location right now and you want to do some extreme newsbeating. Let me know. Maybe you're at the Angel of the North.
Yes, or the Great Wall of China or something like that. Like,
anyway.
It could be if you're travelling and fancy giving this a go. Can't wait to see.
Text me 81199 if you can't text because you're on the Great Wall of China. Email me when you can, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks, Dave.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Jess, you want to win these Foo Fighters and Reading and Leeds prize so bad, don't you?
Honestly, Scott, you have no idea.
Well, give me an idea. Tell me.
Oh, man. So I've been recently converted by my boyfriend, who is a huge Foo Fighters fan. So if I win this, this is the one for him. And he's just, yeah, he loves them, absolutely loves them. And then that's it when we're in the car. That's who we're listening to.
Obviously, they've been around years. So you're a new convert, are you?
I am a new convert, I know, I've got to admit.
They've got so many massive tracks.
Yeah.
Honestly, huge. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't wait. I'd love to win this.
Also, Reading and Leeds is absolutely made for Foo Fighters.
Oh, I've seen them at Reading, and it was incredible. Best of You went on about 3 hours.
Yeah, they do like to go on.
and it's... do you know what? They make every gig individual. That's what I love about it. He goes off on and talks about anything. It's like, say what you can see. Say what you can see, is that the phrase?
Say what you see
with Dave Grohl. It's amazing.
Have
so
you
to meet him as well, just wow.
Have you seen them before?
No, I haven't, but my first Leeds Fest was actually this one just gone in August.
Awesome, okay.
Can you believe it?
Well, it's just kind of weird because like you see them do their thing and you see Dave Grohl up there like going on for hours. I mean, you never come away from a Foo Fighters gig and go, oh, I wish they'd gone on longer.
Yeah.
but imagine either before or after the gig, preferably before because not as sweaty, you'll be like actual meeting Dave Grohl and the other lads off.
Oh, don't. Come on, you get me. I can't cope.
Right, so what's your boyfriend's name?
Tom.
Okay, well, listen, you've got to be by your phone tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, okay?
We will be.
It's just three little phrases that you need, three words. Greg James will have it for you at 8 o'clock and then just try and call up and get on, all right?
Okay, amazing.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. Don't forget to leave us a little review when you can and rate us, subscribe and tell your friends.
Scott Mills.